Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Today I'd like to share some interesting and disturbing news with you as found in an article found on WashingtonStand.com. It's written by Sarah Holliday. It's a lengthy article, but here's the crux of it. Since 2001, Gallup News has polled Americans on their belief in five prominent religious entities: God, angels, heaven, hell, and the devil. After their fifth poll, which took place in May of this year, Americans seem to be straying further from belief in religious entities and thus closer to uncertainty or even complete unbelief. According to the poll, 74% believe in God, 69% in angels, 67% in heaven, 59% in hell, and 58% the devil. When comparing these results with the initial survey conducted in 2001, Gallup concluded that belief in God and heaven is down the most, 16 points each, while belief in hell has fallen 12 points, and the devil and angels are down 10 points each. In addition to this information, a 2023 study done by George Barna at the Cultural Research Center of Arizona Christian University found that only 4% of Americans hold a biblical worldview, which has only recently dropped from the previous 6%. Clearly, we are living in a time of depravity, not in the sense of how humans are depraved on account of the fall in Genesis 3, but in the sense that Americans are deprived of truth while constantly being fed lies. Whether viewing these statistics from a biblical or secular worldview, the results shouldn't be surprising. Well, that's an article found on WashingtonStand.com, written by Sarah Holliday. Well, here at WRVM, we have the opportunity to share the truth as found in the Word of God. Our programming helps us to develop a biblical worldview. One program in particular has that goal, In the Market with Janet Parshall. Your support of the WRVM Radio Ministries makes it possible for us to give out this truth on a daily basis. Thank you for praying for us, our staff, and the programming as it goes out over the airwaves. And pray for those who are listening that God will open their hearts and minds to the truth. And as a listener-supported radio ministry, your financial support helps to cover the ever-rising costs of broadcasting. We couldn't do it without you. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.